relevant. So Nehemiah chapter 6 is what I want to look. Let's see, where's Nehemiah? He's back here, way back here. Well, maybe not. Sometimes my tabs hide the others. Okay. Where's Nehemiah? He left. Where's Nehemiah after? Can you tell me? Oh, before. I'm looking after, no wonder. Right before Psalms.
Actually, he's...
I see. Ezra, after Ezra. Okay. Nehemiah 6. All right, 6, verse 2. Then Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in someone of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. So the valley of Ono. All right, when we see God's, when we're following God, we see his back. We need to remember his goodness. Because that's what Moses saw. God said, I'll let my goodness pass before you. And he saw his back. God gave the Israelites the cloud to follow. To me, it's the same scenario. God was in the cloud. That cloud would come down and talk to Moses. All right, let's look at some New Testament scriptures. 1 Corinthians, or epistle scriptures. 1 Corinthians 10. Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, isn't that kind of cool where that rock shows up? With many in the old covenant, with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples. See, they didn't follow God. Now these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye as some of them murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. When you're in it, it doesn't appear that way, does it? That's what the Lord has been trying to tell me. You see my goodness. Not what you're going through. Not the trial. My goodness. This is what caused them to not make it in. They were weary. They were tired. They didn't like it. And they spoke it. They sinned in God's eyes. In other words, they just reacted to circumstances instead of maintaining an even keel. Keep on following. It don't feel as good today as it did yesterday, but I'm going to keep on following, right? All right, Hebrews 12. Where's Hebrews? Here it is. We'll start with verse 1 there. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is only asking us to do what he was willing to do. He had to do it. He's not asking us to do it unto death. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. That's what we're going through. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. You can't learn it any other way. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? I don't know how many times the Lord has spoken to us. You are in no harm. He's watching over everything. He's like a master sergeant, and he's watching his cadets out there, or whatever you want to call them, trainees, going through these maneuvers. They've gone from blanks to now they're using real bullets. And he's probably over there going, ah! He's tough and mean sometimes. But he's going, oh God, help him to get it. Help him to get it. Did I teach him right? That's what the Lord's doing. He's watching. Oh, I hope they get it this time. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit. Why? He wants us to have all his goodness, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous nevertheless. Afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down. Quit walking around like a sad sack, in other words. Just going through the day, just barely just getting along. Oh, everybody knows what I'm feeling. Well, yeah. My goal is to just be the same all the time. I remember Joyce Meyer talking about Dave. She said, he goes through things. He'll say after it's all over, yeah, I went through something a few weeks back. She said, you would never know anything. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down. Well, if you're doing this, they ain't hanging down, are they? Make straight paths for your feet. In other words, just keep on trucking. You don't miss a step. Keep on following. Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. That's the goal. You keep going. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, while he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Oh, just thinking all of it. Have you ever been there? Come on, I know you have. you have not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. See, God had to tell them, don't touch the mountain, because they were in such a sorry state. If they touched the mountain, they'd die. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned and or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But you're coming to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of those things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. And last week I had that word about this, about the shaking. That's where we're headed. That's what we're in. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be removed, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. So we've been recruited into his army, and so he's training us to act like he acted. It's not fun, but it's necessary. If you're going to follow him, that's the way he's leading. All right. How we view our trials and even speak about needs to be viewed from the perspective of God's goodness in them, even. When the trial's bigger than God, you're in trouble. When your circumstances are bigger than God, you are in trouble. All right. I'll look at a few more scriptures. All right, Jeremiah 29:11. I hope y'all are getting this today, because I said, Lord, I'm teaching myself too on up here. You know why? How we can keep the goodness of God in our face is knowing about God and his goodness, like this scripture. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Good. Good. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Good. We've got to see good in this. 1 Corinthians 10:13. It's like we read, the chastening is for your good. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you might be able to bear it. It's kind of like the three Hebrew children. They went into the fire, and they didn't make any bones about it. That they didn't care, they were not going to bow. It didn't matter if they did burn, they were not going to bow. But their God was going to deliver them. And what happened? Jesus showed up in the fire. When they come out, there was not even any smoke. The smell of smoke on their clothes. That's protection. Deuteronomy 28. I figured Daniel, He probably just used them lions as pillows. I read this Monday through Friday. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. We got to quit saying, it's just so hard, it's just so hard. I mean, just one thing after another. And I tell you what, I don't know what I'm going to do. And right here. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Not trials, blessings. A lot has to do with your mouth. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. You got to say what you want, not what you have, or not what you're seeing. The Lord shall cause thy enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before me seven ways. Everywhere I go, the demons don't mess with me because they know I'm going to kick their butts. It's all what we think. I don't want to leave because I get attacked. All of this we've gone through to get our mouths right, our attitudes right. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thy storehouses, all thou settest thy hand into, shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. Everybody else is griping and complaining and moaning and groaning and just slinking through life, pessimistic. But they, look at them. It's those firewalkers, right? And all the people of the earth shall see that they're called by the name of the Lord, and they should be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy ground, and the land which the Lord sware unto the fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only, thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which commanded thee this day to observe and to do them. Right here. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words I command thee this day. If we're bemoaning our situation, we have departed from those words. Paul and Silas, they got all beat up, you know, in there with the stocks. Were they complaining? Bless God, I'm a Roman citizen, and this is what they've done to me. He did that the next day, but he didn't do it that day. No, what were they doing? Great is our God. Come on and sing it, Silas. How great is our God. Said all the prisoners were listening. And all of a sudden, earthquake. Well, maybe if we did that, we might have a few earthquakes that shook our problems away. That they'd fall off like shackles from us. That's what happened. Their bonds were loosed. Even the people, Dan was saying, yeah, even the other prisoners that probably did bad stuff. But nobody got out until they came and brought them out. All right. Our focus is on how good and how great our God is, not how sorry this trial is and how it feels. All right. The Israelites were about to enter their promised land, and God's goodness was about to be lavished upon them. And what happened? Oh, no. We be not able. We be as grasshoppers in their sight. I don't know how many of them were. There's been all kinds of estimations of how many people come out of Israel, I mean out of Egypt. But two people. No, we be well able. Let's go up at once and do it. In 40 years, they had to watch every one of those onoers fall dead. But they took in the new generation, the young generation that didn't have any part of that, 20 years old and down. They come up under Joshua, and he's a warrior. I mean, he's the one that spoke and the sun stood still, right? So they went in and they took the land, and he lived another how many years? He was about 40, so he lived, well, he started his deal at 80, so he lived to be 110. And it says, and Joshua took the whole land. So he got to see the goodness of God. God paid him back for the goodness of God worked in his life because of his attitude and what he said and what he did. All right, we're all going through the fire right now, but God always says we have the victory. One other scripture in Isaiah here, 43. Verses 1 and 2 there. It's a scripture song we used to sing. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. It's going to walk through the waters, I'll be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overflow. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle up on thee. Sometimes it's easier to sing them than it is to speak them. Okay. I firmly believe that when we finally learn to give praise in the fire or whatever, when God sees what he needs to see, and the sergeant sees that he passed the test, then the problems will be gone. Because that's why they're being allowed to come. Now, we may think other things about it, but I believe that's really the truth about the matter. All right. Joshua and Caleb had another spirit. What spirit did they have? Like Jesus. Spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. What's a sound mind? A mind that doesn't go to pieces. Not Patsy Cline's. All right. It's not about how long. Well, maybe it is about how long. It depends on you. Because God's watching. He's looking at your attitude. You're waiting well? Because it's really what it is. We're waiting. We're all waiting on things. So, how are you going to wait? In praise and thanksgiving and a good attitude, or griping and complaining about your situation? All right, I want to read one more passage, I think, of Scripture. Yeah, one more passage, Hebrews 11. We're going to see a whole host. What? Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 is a list of those that were in places like we are, but they overcame. I'll just read the whole chapter. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch, was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. If we're griping and complaining, is that faith? Uh-uh. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. It's all about focus, isn't it? What they were focusing on. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Well, they want God country. Heaven and earth. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. New Jerusalem. Yeah. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that was God was able to raise him up. Just think about just that one alone. How horrible that would be. But God thought, well, he'll raise him from the dead because he's already promised me that, just what I read there, that thy seed should be called in Isaac. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence he also received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, worshiping upon the top of his staff. You know, they used to do that. Always speaking the blessing, like into the future, over your children, over everything. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. He either declaring by faith. Joseph declared by faith before he died, you'll carry my bones out of here. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. What kept them safe? The blood. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, which in Egypt the Egyptians are saying to do, were drowned. See, the deep state was around then too. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. How'd that happen? Joshua followed God. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. See, even the aliens are in there. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others, see, those that are martyred, they get the best reward. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, and in mountains, and in dens, and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. In other words, we've all been in the same boat. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. God don't mind you hating it. Jesus despised it. He despised the shame, it said. It says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise thou not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. I read that already. So our focus is to be the goodness of God. We're in it to win it, right? It's a documentary, and this man makes a statement in this documentary. It says, the trials have not come to stay. They've come to pass. This momentary light affliction, that's what Paul said. I didn't write that scripture down, but anyway, this light momentary affliction. He's talking about a far. Where is that?
2 Corinthians 4:16.
For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. See, we're growing stronger in here. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. With that, I think I'll close. Walking in the goodness of God.